Everything downstairs is 10, upstairs is 8.
Okay. Let me see. And this part of the fireplace down here, what do you call that?
Well, I'd like to say tile, but I don't think... Yeah, I guess it is tile. It's tile that's painted, because this part back here is not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a general term for that, for the front part of the fireplace like that?
Front part of the fireplace.
Okay. And coming up out of it is the thing that the smoke goes up out of is called what?
Chimney.
Okay. And let me see. In the house, you usually have lots of stuff to sit around on. What do you call those?
Sofas.
Sofas. You ever call them anything else?
Never divan.
Never divan. No. Okay.
One doesn't. Okay. I don't know why. What do you, couches? Never. Never use couch.
Uh-huh. Okay, what do you call that thing over there?
Chair.
Okay. Are there any other terms? Let's see, couch, sofa. You ever use, like, Davenport?
No.
No, okay.
Do you ever use chiffonier? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Chiffonier. What's a chiffonier?
Well, we don't have any because they're massive pieces of furniture.
Uh-huh.
Did you like the car? Hey, contacts.
I got something in
there. Oh, okay. She just got contacts in here. All right, a chiffonier is a very tall thing in which, it always belongs to a man, I don't know why, in which you put shirts and things like that, okay?
Okay.
It's like a bureau, but it's bigger.
Uh-huh.
And I guess people didn't have closets back then. And
mm-hmm.
So on the side of it, you hung your coats if you had very skinny shoulders. And on top of it, you had a shaving mirror.
Uh-huh.
And I always talk about chiffoniers when we were living in Cambridge, and people looked at me strangely. You don't even know what it is.
Yeah. No, I've heard, have you heard the term chiffarobe?
I guess it's the same thing, except we say chiffonier.
You say chiffonier. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I missed some fireplace questions. Usually you have some things in the fireplace.
Andirons.
Okay, you call those andirons. You ever hear them called anything else?
Like what? No.
Fire dogs?
No.
Okay, okay. And then this thing up here that you put the...
Mantle.
You call that a mantle. Okay. Then, now you might not know this, but when you start a fire,
Kindling.
Kindling, okay. what about a kind of kindling that's got a lot of... it's usually a kind of pine with some rosin in it.
That's what I call kindling, and you go by it by the bundle to start the fire.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it?
Have you heard another name for it?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called lighter?
Yeah. Person? But I didn't take them seriously.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. And what do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney after the fire's been burned?
Soot.
Okay. And after the fire's gone out, what's left in the fireplace?
Embers.
Embers. Okay. And then after that, after it's all dead and everything.
Coals.
Okay.
It's like I'm taking the Regents test all over again.
You're the authority here. You know what things are called. I'm trying to find out what you... Okay, let me see. What is it that you usually sweep up with?
A broom.
Okay. And if you had a door like this half, let's say like that one there that's kind of open and the broom was in the corner, how would you describe the broom in relation to the door?
You're gonna have to help me here. What do you mean, next to the door?